Last time on Roseville Beach.
Hi, I'm Arian.
Lou Wells, at your service.
Hi, I'm Alix.
We begin our story right at the beginning of summer. May's Antiques and Oddities, kind of a fun little shop where you can find all tons of little strange things, but primarily fascinating uranium glassware, is having a grand reopening.
I think there's a fucked up dog in here.
Poseidon's beard.
Fucking... ow.
Right next to the construction site, there is a downed power line. The transformer exploded.
So she's going to use her call spell?
Arian taps too far into the magic. We see little scales appear. The ears peel upward into a sharp, almost like fin-like form.
And then, from the second story of a building just past the construction site, there's a flash. Like someone took a photo.
Mysterious light shine along the ocean bay. Hard to resist the thrills upon the summer haze. Together on the beach we'll turn the night.
Your service.
Magic that comes from lost powers, the witch Alix.
Hi, I'm Alix.
Arian's quest for love includes some fishy tricks.
Hi, I'm Arian.
Together these three will surely have you transfixed. Roseville Beach, the ghosts like to play. Monsters hide, but they stay. Roseville Beach with the gang that they found will turn this town right back around.
We just left off with opening the door in the back of the corner store, revealing this creature, this salamander, that has been terrorizing the neighborhood. Ash, will you please describe the salamander?
I don't know if you guys have ever, like, watched river monsters, but there are these, like, giant river salamanders. They look to be, like, 50 to 80 pounds, maybe, sometimes. They have really flat heads, and, like, they have, like, their eyeballs are, like, sitting right on top of the head. A little farther apart than you would think. Like, it does look kind of goofy. So that is the vague shape of this creature, is, like, long, chunky, flat head, a long, swishy tail, very, like, axolotl-like as well. But that is where the similarities to real-life creatures end. The color palette on this thing is mostly sort of, like, a moss green across the majority of its body. And if you look closely, you can kind of see, like, it almost looks like wet fur covering it in that sort of formaldehyde sort of goo that Alix described in the previous episode. But its underbelly is, like, a bright orangish red, and it's got this big purple stripe along its sides. And then, like, along its crest, starting from, like, the middle of its head all the way down to the end of its tail, are very long fluorescent green porcupine quill like hairs that are, they sort of like spike up, and like hackles on a dog sometimes will go up. Its eyes are a deep soulful brown. That's the most normal colored thing about it. And its eyes are a bit larger than a normal salamander's would be. So it's got a very expressive face despite having like a very weird anatomy and proportions to it. its mouth, when it like opens it slightly, you can see there are just like very tiny spikes of teeth, sort of like a catfish.
Ash, you sit in the darkness of this room as the door has been crept open. You see larger creatures staring down at you. It's been a minute since you have been able to sort of be out and about.
I'm looking for Mama. And so I sort of turn expectantly. Is this her? And then the shapes are all wrong. And so instantly I sort of start backing up a little bit. And like the bright green spikes on my back like kitch up. And they start glowing this like uranium green almost. And it sort of like backs up a little bit.
The moment you do, everything around you starts to decay.
The pads of my feet sort of like sink into the ground as like the acid that I excrete sort of like eats into it.
You currently have some charges of your special ability for radiation and electricity.
Static electricity sparks start like connecting between like the spikes on its back as it's like trying to puff up and make itself look bigger.
Mind you, Arian is just opening the thing ajar, has not pivoted fully to see the disaster of Godzilla that's about to emerge. So Arian in this moment has begun speaking in aquatic tongue, and he greets you. There's a sing-songy, echoey voice that calls to you from outside, from these unknown creatures, in an aquatic tongue, and he says, "Greetings, little one. I am from the tides. Do you know why you are here?"
A hissing noise that kind of like reverberates over the words as it speaks back to you in this same language, like this ancient language of the deep.
Mom! Mama! Where, Mama?
Oh. You see Urien's shoulders shake. You think at first that fear has caught hold, that he has seen something horrifying, but if you were to look closer, you realize he's a little emotional hearing this cry.
We know that the two of you can understand each other. What does it sound like to everyone else?
It sounds like melody, like a whale song. And Arian stops, turns to the both of you, and just says, "It's just a baby looking for its parent." And then so genuinely and sincerely he says that before turning back to baby Godzilla that's in this room. "When did you last see your mother? When did you last see her? Do you know where your home is? You're very far."
The creature sort of like its hackles lowered after it heard you talking in its language, but it's still sort of like just in a closet, just like, "I'm still kind of cornered." So it looks slightly agitated, but not nearly as much as when you first got here. It sort of like cants its head to the side.
Last week, Mama, gone bye-bye.
Arian pauses again and looks to the other two.
Should I give it like a, like this as a treat if it's a baby?
I think that would be safe, and I think we should maybe open the door a little more so it isn't backed against a corner.
Was there anything, Alex, happening in Roseville Beach the previous week?
Honestly, last week we started preparations for the grand opening of May's Antiques and Oddities. As far as like any other major events, not really.
You said that there was a different sound that was coming from in here. Is this one making that sound?
So there were a couple, right? As you look inside, you can see that the shelves have sort of the screws that were being used, right? The wood, it had rotted over time and it collapsed down. And a lot of things shattered onto the ground. That was the first noise. And Ash, will you please describe what it looks like you've done with all of those things, all of that, like the glass shards and everything?
It's weird because when something breaks and there is a danger to it, The glass shards, it looks like they've almost been, like, smoothed out, like sea glass, kind of. Like, any sort of danger that this would have posed has been shaved away. Maybe, like, bits of, like, the rotted wood that have, like, the only parts left is the healthy wood.
And that is the same noise that occurred in the Antiques and Oddities shop after the glass shattered and the item that was irradiated was no longer irradiated.
I want to kind of bend down in the doorway and hold out the CD player and be like, hello, little friend. We will help you find your mama.
Arena will translate. This is my friend. She wants to give you a little snack. We think it might help.
It sort of gives like that frog blink where one eye blinks first and then the second one goes. Starts to like shuffle up towards the thing that you have in your hand and it sniffs it. And then it like turns back and looks at their new fishy friend. Like it doesn't know what you want it to do with a CD player.
I turn it around and I look to see if there's any batteries in it.
For sure. You can open up. It's got some batteries in it. And as you open them up, Ash, you get this spike, this sense of danger near you. And you look over at Alix, and just behind them, the doors to all like for the fridges have been opened and left open by Auntie so she could keep working. It's just unbalanced. She's taken the things off in the wrong way, and this massive chunk of ice is going to fall onto Alix.
You see the creature suddenly get like very excited, and it moves forward, and you think maybe for the batteries, but then it goes past you guys and just sort of like bumps into the ice, so it falls down, but it like puts its body between itself and Alix, so it falls on the creature. And then as the ice chunk like crashes into it, this would normally be like, oh god, it got hurt, but this thing is just like pawing at it and gnawing on it weirdly with its like long ass mouth.
Thanks,
Ariane. I am confused.
So am I.
It turns its head back to you because you said you were gonna help it find its mama.
Mama, where? Mama, where?
I do not know where your mother is. When did you last see her? Maybe we'll find her together and retrace the footfalls that you had left on this place before.
Almost like a dung beetle around the ice and then gets on top of it and like settles down for a sec to like think.
As you sit down to think, right, and you're looking up, you notice behind the counter, there's a picture of your mom.
Mama! And it like launches at the photo. And it's, like, scrabbling up at the door. You know when you see, like, a lizard trying to climb a sheer surface, and it's just sort of, like, scratching at a wall? It's, like, trying to get up to this photo.
The area that this salamander is scratching at is sort of like a community board. And there's a lot of things on there between, like, where did all the people in the tattoo parlor go? You know, there's a couple other asks for help. And then there is a missing persons photo. It's the only photo of a person up there. It is Gabriella. She was reported missing a week ago.
Mama! Mama! Mama!
Arian comes over and, like, soothes you, and it is this deep tidal melody that you hear as he, like, comes on over and just, like, hums this little melody in an attempt to calm you down. Arian looks to the other two, points to that picture, and with great dismay says, Gabriella is its mother.
Gabriella knocked down all of the stuff and is the reason why we had to do a grand reopening of the antique shop. So if Gabrielle was in there, maybe she somehow summoned this creature from something within the shop, and then it imprinted on her immediately.
This thing has, like, turned giant wet eyes at you guys, just, like, blinking so sadly.
Okay, okay. It's gonna be okay.
But if Gabriella is when did Gabriella go missing?
Yeah, did we know about that?
Here's what you do know. A month ago, Gabriella destroyed all of the uranium glassware in May's Antiques and Oddities. Since then, people have been really annoyed with her, because it's not something that you would have really thought about at the time, but things are starting to fall together. everywhere she goes, something happens. It's just like she's cursed. She's full of bad luck. Bad things happen after she goes somewhere. And a week ago, this stopped happening. People haven't seen Gabriella. We just assumed that she went on to investigate some mystery over in one of the other islands or back in the mainland. And people have been grateful. In fact, you see on the missing persons photo, there's not even like a reward or anything for finding them. It's just Gabriella's missing and then inscrawled, thank God.
Some people in this town can be really rude, and I understand that maybe Gabriella isn't everyone's cup of tea. I get it, but a girl is missing. You think people would be a little bit more concerned about that than what they feel?
Right. Regardless, now we have doubled the reason to find her, as Ariane is, like, gently petting the salamander.
Are you, like, petting it on its spikes, on its mossy body?
Ariane knows better than to touch little spikes on things, I think.
Ariane, can you ask it where it, like, came to be? Like, did it come out of the sea? Maybe it didn't.
Where did you come from, little one?
It looks at you, cants its head to the side, and then it, like, looks over into the closet and, like, points over into the closet.
It's been here this whole time. Why did you leave, little one?
Protect Mama.
So you went to this big space with the glowing glass. Why? Did you sense Mama there? Was Mama there?
It growls a little bit when you start talking about the glowing glass. Bad lady.
Why is the lady bad?
Put Oshit in box. So long. Bad lady put Oshit in box for so long. Mama save Oshit.
I do translate that word for word to everyone else.
I'm sorry. Did you say... You know what? No, I'm going to let that go. Oh, May's a witch. She's going to take out a cigarette and just light it in the store, because whatever. This place is already wrecked. Emo's not going to yell at me much more. She's just like, is just like smoking, like to calm herself down.
New theory. May put the curse on Gabriella. And or is the reason she's missing.
A witch's grudge is hard to shake. This is true of both land and sea.
You see Alix just kind of like tense really heavy when you say that.
What?
Nothing. It's nothing. Fuck off, it's nothing.
As you said, Lou, there's a child who is missing, right? A young one. And we have this young one who is missing a parental figure. We have to help. What do you call yourself, little one? Or what did Mama call you?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Auntie comes back into the place and she sees you with the salamander and she doesn't actually address the salamander. She just goes right up to you, Alix, almost like passing by, swoops your cigarette and puts it out on the counter.
The salamander tries to like get up there and eat the cigarette.
She pulls out her like a little sign and she writes down on it and she says like, flash sale, all refrigerated products, 90% off. And she's hanging it on the sign as she takes the community board and puts it outside.
Alix is going to roll her eyes and pull like the $2, like two singles out that she took from Lou, just put them on the counter, look Auntie straight in the face and just go over to the fridge and take out two beers and just like, and even then it's the 70s. $2 for two beers is probably like almost close to full price. So like, we good?
Auntie, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
If I come back here when we're done taking care of this situation, and I fix the shelving in the storeroom, how much will you knock off my tab?
No. You brought in this alligator. It's your fault. You pay me.
I do believe that this thing was in here before I got here.
No, I stepped out for 2 seconds, and then there is an alligator in my store. This is clearly your fault, Lou.
Alright. I knew this was how this was gonna go. Fine. Fine. I'll fix the shelves anyways.
Yeah, you will. Did you take down the poster of Gabriella?
I would, probably.
So she gives Alix you a little nod, and she sort of just like shakily points over at Gabriella, and she says, that one is always trouble she is. Always bringing around some bad luck. She scribbles down something in like chicken scratch, almost like doctor's writing. Like puts it back in your hands, and it is an address. If you're looking for that little twerp, she's been living there ever since she came to Roswell Beach a year ago.
Well, that's a start.
Thank you, Emo.
As we're heading out, Oh Shit is gonna sort of like be on Alix's heels, like kind of like hopping up and trying to like nip at the beer cans that you have, like a dog trying to grab like a treat out of someone's hand.
You're too young for this. She's gonna like pop the one of them on her belt and just like just start drinking it as they walk. She puts the other one in one of the pot, like the many pockets on her pants. It just like keeps going.
It's just following you. It's like at your pocket.
Oh, Osha likes you.
That is, we can't. We've got to come up with a better name.
Baby.
That's just a statement of fact that it is a baby. That's not a name.
I know somebody who named their cat Cat.
Humans are wildly intriguing. Right. We march to the address.
You walk through the village, and the power is off. People are coming outside. You know, they figured, okay, well, the power's off. We'll just go down to the beach. You know, it'll come back on eventually. Maybe. I mean, we gotta bring in people from the mainland, so it's gonna be a while. Might as well enjoy the day while we can before it gets too cold at night. And also, like, people are moving into hotels that don't have a lot of people. And I think there's like one or two that are just opening themselves up to the community. A good handful of people are going over to the Garden of Dionysus for, you know, shelter. And then there are some people that are like doubling the price of their hotel rooms. And this is definitely all of the new or fancier stuff. The country club is doing the same thing. You get to Gabriella's place. And Gabriella's place is second floor of a little building with a little tiny it's not the corner mart, but it is a less populated corner mart on the other end. And you go up, it's a little rickety wooden staircase that has been built a long time ago. Ash, you're getting tingles all over the place that this thing is about to fall over any minute. In fact, you can like almost smell the iron of the nails as they're ripping out of the wood. The door is locked.
Lou knocks.
To no response.
Gabriella, you in there?
No response.
Okay, I think that means we can just open the door, right?
Certainly, yeah.
I want to try to shove the door in.
The creature sees you do this, and they just sort of, like, put their little, like, padded webbed feet up on the door and start, like, scratching at it. And there's, like, scratch marks and also, like, melting sort of, like acid marks as well as they're trying to, like, push through.
Go ahead and roll for goal, harm, and you know what? We're going to do scared, too, because you're traveling around with a little monster.
Great. I'm going to do a 6 in goal, a 4 in injured, and also I'll have to do a 4 in scared. Part of it is like trying to use brute force, and another part is like finding, oh, I put that screwdriver I was fixing the table with in my back pocket. And I pulled out and I try to like jam it in the lock and then like shove it open.
The lock itself is already deteriorating, melting away from the acid from this salamander. And the door swings open, but the force to push it out also pushes you out. And the nails rip out of the wall, just about to crash all the way to the ground. But Ash, you have an opportunity here to consume this danger if you want to.
Oh, 100%. Rusty nails? That's a wonderful little aperitif.
Go ahead and roll magic, harm, and goal. You are using a word of power. I'm going to give you another one for being the spooky, scary salamander. You don't have your help of any other friends. Do you have a special grimoire? No. Is this a special place? No. Is this a special time? No. I think you have 2 dice.
That's a 5 and a 2. I'll put the 5 towards the harm.
So the door swings open. You start to pull backward as the rusty nails begin to pull out. Ash, you as the salamander, go in to sort of consume this danger, keep the building from collapsing, but it's just too late as it pulls away. Lou, from your previous role, you're going to gain a scare, and I think it's going to be shock. And Ash, you're not going to gain a harm because you can't. It's literally you're immune to harm. So instead, I would love you to choose one person you are next to take that harm instead.
I think it would have to be Lou, since she's like right there. I think my little stubby legs just aren't quite long enough to reach everything that I'm trying to get to. And so it just sort of like falls on Lou instead.
I would like you to take acid burn as well. You can now quickly get into the building before it collapses. And you, in fact, you manage to do that, and the wood just sort of falls against the floor, against the street below you.
I feel like Gabriella is not the only one who is ruining everything when they walk into places.
It is actually very interesting that our friend here leaps at trouble constantly. I mean, we figured it was energy sources, but maybe we have it all wrong. What were you trying to do there, little one? I say in aquatic.
It looks like almost kind of like a kicked puppy, because it sees that Lou has a boo-boo now, and it's not very happy about that.
You're trying to help find Mama. Wanted to keep safe. That did bad job. Oh shit, did bad job.
No. We can't always prevent everything that goes wrong, oh shit.
Couldn't protect Mama either.
What happened to Mama?
Danger, in danger, Mama in danger, don't know what.
I guess we'll just have to find her. Arian turns to the other two and is just like, seems to want to keep us away from danger. So it has good instincts. That counts for something, right?
Yeah, not so sure. Are we, like, sure that they're a salamander and not, like, cursed?
I'm not certain of anything.
Day ends in Y. She, like, reaches the other beer out of her pocket and just hands it over to Lou so Lou will stop sulking.
Lou takes it.
I would love to know, in that apartment, what each of you want to do.
I want to know if there's any tracks, not, like, literal physical tracks, but of Gabrielle and a salamanderish creature.
Alix is going to look for signs of a curse, because the things that are like popping into place here, like the way that danger seems to follow this thing, I don't know that this is like actual salamandering or if like something is really fucky and it wasn't supposed to happen this way, but either way, she doesn't have the best opinion of May to begin with. And if there's anything that would leave like a lingering curse on a place, she'd be looking for it.
I want to take the danger detector. I want to do kind of a periphery check around here, because Arian has two different theories. Either that Gabrielle got freaked out by our salamander friend because its name is Oh Shit and got the fuck out of Dodge, or there's like actual danger. So I'm taking the danger detector with me to see if we can find like traces of what this danger is. If an entity came, if there was another creature involved or people.
And are you literally picking up the salamander and like using it like a detector?
If the salamander so allows me to do so, yes.
It's just chilling. It doesn't have a single goddamn thought in its head.
I hold you like a prized Greek vase, and I just pivot you around and ask you to make a noise anytime you sense danger.
The spikes just on the top of its head sort of like light up whenever like you point it towards the collapsed door frame and everything. And then also when you pivot like towards like the bathroom, there's like a sense of familiarity as well as like danger. And if you go in, I think you would find like, it's a bathroom, but it looks to have been sort of, someone tried to turn it into like a dog kennel sort of thing almost, but there's like broken light bulbs with like the filaments missing and like random like rusty nails that have been like condensed down. Like there's like bits in here that look like she was trying to figure out what to do. And it points at the bathtub and it goes,
That's my bed. That's my bed. That's my bed. That's me. That's where I go.
Your mother loves you very, very much. Arian says, petting you, and I will keep moving around with Oshin to go and look at everything.
Welcome to the Beastland. Here, the only law is of the jungle, the only call of the wild. But all is not balanced in these happy hunting grounds, and when aberrant scars of the planescape's great conflicts tarnish these lands, only the noble unicorn knights can preserve the natural order. Or at least their recent contractors can give it their best shot. The quarry is clear, the trail warm. It's time to assemble our hunting party. Rolling with Difficulty presents our third D&D campaign, Hunting Party. Enter the Beastlands with our noble unicorn knights and hunt some aberrations on all fine podcasting platforms, or catch us over on the Rolling with Difficulty YouTube channel where you can get the same episodes but with animated battle maps. But whether you go for YouTube or your podcast platform of choice, happy hunting!
This January on Kickstarter, from MythWorks, the publisher behind The Wild Sea, Under the Autumn Strangely, and Decuma, comes a new TTRPG from the minds of Sam Carr, Rob Lee, and Felix Isaacs, The Eternal Ruins. The Eternal Ruins is a fantasy world-building project that began as YouTube videos and illustrations and has now evolved into a tabletop role-playing game. The Eternal Ruins themselves are a vast and endless collection of corridors, chasms, towers, and gardens. They are explored by wanderers, stone statues hatched to life as children, now seeking solace and hope in the bright places of the ruins, safe from the despair that the darker, more hostile corners may hold. Spirits and demons, hope and despair, exploration and identity, all combined into one beautifully curated 300-plus page rulebook that will serve as your guide into the labyrinth. The Eternal Ruins Kickstarter launches on January 27th, 2026.
This month on Backer Kit is The Wanderer's Bookshop by Lola Johnson. The Wanderer's Bookshop is a solo journaling bookshop simulator where you collect stories, read books, and find your white whale. It weaves investigation and cozy caretaking through storytelling, journaling, and scrapbooking, guided by tarot cards. It's a slow life game that can be played episodically and allows you to engage with books and journal through your experiences of taking care of a magical bookshop. This Backer Kit campaign brings the game to print with exclusive extras. Let's make magic at http://tinyurl.com/wanderingbooks.
Hi, my name is Robin.
And my name is Dylan.
Do you like Choices Matter video games?
If so, we started this podcast, Dorkspawn, so that I could show my best friend my favorite RPG series of all time, Dragon Age.
And now that I've played it, we want to share more of these choice-heavy games with each other.
Right now, Robin is showing me Mass Effect, which I have never played before.
And we are going to continue playing through these games together and discussing them book club style as we go.
You can join our Discord and play along with us, and tune into Dorkspawn every Friday wherever you listen to podcasts.
Lou and Alex, please both roll for goals and clues.
Yeah, I mean, I failed both of them.
I will take the 4 in goal and the 3 in clue.
As you all begin to snoop around, Arian has picked up our, you know, oh shit, and is using them. They discover the bathroom. That's where the thing has been living. Lou, you're so focused on trying to find, you know, this connection between Gabriella and oh shit, that you just totally miss the bathroom. You totally miss the kennel that's been built. And what do you get hyper fixated on?
I think there's just some like abstract, like small abstract painting that looks like, I don't know if you guys remember those things, the paintings that
you would look at, and if you looked at it in the right spot at the right angle, you'd see another photo in it. I think she has one of those, and Lou is so bad at these, but is determined to see what is in that picture.
Because it's a clue. It's going to answer everything.
Exactly. It's going to be a picture of a salamander.
Alix, how are you going about finding this curse?
It's either not going to be out in the open. It's going to be something tucked in by, like, by a stowaway. She's thinking like a pouch of herbs that is like the root of everything. It's sitting out in the obvious, but it's like inconspicuous and it's disguised. Like it's something that you wouldn't recognize as magical unless you knew what you were looking for.
You're looking around and nothing really seems like a totem or any sort of like enchanted object that would be used to place a curse on somebody or to be like put on them as on their person. In order to do this, you have to like shuffle through things. You have to shuffle through Gabriella's stuff. And your hand grazes over her camera. Like an old school Polaroid camera. It actually like flashes. And it's taken a picture and it shoots out the picture. And instead of it being an image of you or of the room, it's an image that is deep underground somewhere. It's a locked door. It's got like a big, old, old lock on it. And you feel like you've seen it before somewhere, but you don't know where. And you get a flash, a vision of Gabriella. Arion, you know, you're sweeping around the room and it goes... And you hone in, and it's Lou. It's right there, it's Lou.
Oh shit, starts like clawing at the air towards Lou.
What's it doing? What's it doing?
It's pointing at you? For danger?
I got a lot of stuff in my pockets.
I bring our salamander friend over.
And as you get closer, the clicking gets louder and louder.
I'm gonna need you to empty your pockets, Lou.
Okay.
All of them.
Yep.
Carefully, my dear.
There's just these two. It's just that lady's stuff. And I put it across like a coffee table in the middle of the room.
The moment you step away, you dump all the stuff in your pockets out. It doesn't follow you. The danger was behind you. It's the painting.
It's like wiggling back towards that area.
And you get to the painting. You can't quite describe it, but you feel like the painting is important. The painting is hiding something.
I move the painting. I tilt the frame. I put you down first, because you're very heavy and I'm a twink.
You try to slowly set Osha down, but by the end of it, your arms sort of like give out and he just like thunks onto the ground.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, little one. I'm sorry.
It's unbothered. It does not care.
You go to move the frame in the corner, and it actually pushes in. And the whole wall swivels. And on the other side is a map of Roseville Beach. It has all of the mysteries that Gabriella has been following. It has a big, I'm so sorry, all around Maze Antiques and Oddities. And then it has, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, written all over it next to Maze Antiques and Oddities. And then something catches your eye. You recognize the last photo that was taken. It's recently pinned on here. It is none other than your trouble on this island. Bobby Johnson. Roseville Beach's cryptid hunter. And on the back, some handwritten notes from Gabriella, quickly done, obviously, in the field, that says, this guy is after Oshit. We gotta get them somewhere safe. And then it trails off, and it mentions something about a door, about a key.
Oshit, you feel danger coming from Arian. You feel the instinctual feeling of when a creature feels cornered. I mean, you felt it too in that little room.
I think Oshit turns and looks at you, and then it just sort of like, its instinct is to eat danger, but your friend can't eat friend, but friend is danger. And so it's just like, its two brain cells are like knocking against each other right now as it's looking at you, and then it looks over at the other two in the room, and then it looks back at you.
You see little gills flap open for Rian as they like flare of someone hyperventilating, And then it relaxes. Don't worry, little one. I won't let them hurt you. Alix and Lou.
I've thought.
We have issues.
Tell me about it.
Yes.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, I have a different thought now.
Oh, I do want to know your previous thought.
No, that
thought,
one doesn't
just for
matter
fun.
Anymore. But.
Are you sure?
Positive.
I think if she's made that determination, we trust.
So, oh shit, was saying that there was, or baby, or whatever we would like to call it, we're saying that May was a bad woman and was keeping them in a box, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're keeping a lot of things in boxes. So if we're looking for a key to something, maybe it's in the box. Or, sorry, brain, what is that called? A brain flat? I'm calling it that now.
Alex is just like, I'm not saying anything. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it.
What if, oh shit, is the key?
You've lost me.
Okay. Well, then maybe that wasn't a good thought.
You know, that's not a terrible direction to think in. I was more thinking of where would... I mean, it seems that maybe the first instinct that Gabrielle had was to put you in the shop for safekeeping, where you'd be close to food, you'd be hidden from sight. But we found you, so it wasn't... But there's no door or key with related to that.
It's sort of like shaking its head.
You feel just like a little flash of danger as the Polaroid burns your skin, Alix. And it's almost like you drop it, and the photo, as it hits the floor, there is this change in it, right? It like... The as it gets closer to oh shit, it has a reaction to the chemical nature of them. And something mixed with the magic of it and with the radiation protruding from oh shit is, it's like a signature. You could probably use this to help divine a location.
Oh shit starts to move towards it with their mouth open with the intent to eat.
Wait. Wait. One moment, little one. Alix! My dear, my beautiful darling. Do you think, perhaps, this is a clue? That's what you call it, right? Human's clue? Yeah?
Yeah.
I think anybody would call it a clue.
We don't have mystery novels in the deep.
But you understand with those... We'll come back to that. That camera took a picture of something that's not in this room. Or... someone is using cameras to communicate. I don't know that I understand that exactly. I've never been burned by a picture before. That's new. She's gonna like try and like touch the picture again.
You touch it, and it's still a burn. But do you pull away, or do you lean into it?
I kind of want to tilt it so that our danger lizard can look at it and see the door that's on it.
As you touch it long enough to rotate it, Alix, you really get a sense that this is magic being wielded by somebody who is not trained in it. And, oh shit, you sense the same thing. It is danger. It is a buffet. It is a delicious ice cream sundae. Magic is the best kind of danger.
Their eyes sort of like light up and they like take a big long whiff and like in the sense like try to like follow the stink line of magic to like where more of this could be.
Go ahead and roll. I think goal, clue, and scared.
6 for goal. I'll do scare at 4 and clue at 3.
You pick up on this magical scent trail, and you immediately recognize that it is intertwined with Gabriella's scent. Gabriella is in this danger, and you immediately gained the scare, loss of family. How do you scramble down from here to get to where that's going with no stairs?
So I can burrow. That's one of my skills. I think you guys see, oh shit, just go, mama! And then just dive into the floorboards and they just like disappear.
And you crash into a crowd of people that have all gathered in this corner store to like get ice cream, because this is one of the, you know, this is the half the town that sells electricity. And everyone starts screaming as the oh shit lands into this area, and you take off towards the municipal building.
I don't know if you guys have ever seen an iguana try to run, but it's just sort of like very sideways wiggling, and it's booking it. Its little chubby legs are booking it.
I like to think that it happened so fast that Alix didn't even have the chance to react, and she's just sitting there holding this fucking photograph, and suddenly there's a hole in the floor and the sound of screaming.
Lou's gonna go down, jump down the hole.
It's not that far. I think you can land just fine. This is gonna let you stay at pace with Ocean.
Not enough time has passed for her to have it fucking sink in. She's still just holding the photo to empty air, burning her fingertips on it.
Alix, we're losing both the salamander and Lou.
Yeah. Day that ends in Y. She just like drops the photo.
Arian also jumps through the hole, lands poorly, and is just like, excuse me, pardon me, very sorry, excuse me. Yes, bye. Alix, darling.
Fine. And just like takes a step down into the hole.
Ash, you follow the scent trail all the way to the municipal building. Now, this one is also kind of under construction. There are sectioned off areas, but it's still an open library. This is the only and oldest library on Roswell Beach. One did open up kind of recently, but it's got like private membership rules. It's really weird. This one is slowly being turned into a government building, but for now it is still a library. And so it's open to the public. And I think, do you just keep following the trail?
OSHA doesn't know what library is. OSHA doesn't know what government is. There is a wall, which isn't even really that big of an obstacle to it. And it's just gonna keep going. It's gotta find Mama.
As you enter into the building, right, the doors swing open and then they close back in front of Lou with this, like, burned, oh shit, sized hole in the bottom. And as you charge in, everyone is focused on the reading. In fact, it's so quiet in here. Even oh shit is so quiet in here. This place is just your classic library. And I think everyone missed oh shit, but noticed Lou coming in and turned their head to see Lou.
Just coming through here. Okay.
And it follows back into this sort of like construction zone where blue sort of paper has been put up to stop people from entering. And again, there's like a little rip in the hole where oh shit has gone through, but you can push it aside and enter into this restricted zone. And at this point, the two of you have caught up as well. Beyond the paper is almost like an urban legend at this point. Deep in the basement of the old library is a door that's been locked for 50 years, ever since it's been here. No one knows what's behind the door. There's a lot of theories. There's a lot of possibilities it could be. But the key was never found, and they were never able to pick it. And that is where the scent trail is leading.
I think Oshit goes up to the door, and they pause just long enough to turn and see that the three of you are still here.
Mama! Mama here! Danger!
It says that Gabrielle is here and there's danger up ahead. I hate sprinting.
Well, since we haven't gathered a key. Also, did you notice, why are there so many people out there reading? It's the middle of summer.
I don't got a dibby. I don't have a dibby.
Okay, anyways, not the time. I understand. I understand. We didn't gather a key though, and obviously, oh shit, isn't the key, because otherwise the door would have just opened. So can one of you, like, I don't know, snap your fingers?
As you're saying that, oh shit turns to the door, and then they like level their like spikes at this, and they're going to do a danger expel and expel the pent up like degenerative radiation at the door.
So this is magic. So roll for magic, goal, and harm. And any one of the sorcery skill can help.
I am going to help by throwing up a magical ward to not get hit with a shit ton of radiation. I was a veterinary technician. I know what like lead jackets look like.
Arian just like sees this little spark of radiation and it's just like, oh no. I think Arian uses their magic to kind of create a little bubble of like a very high-pitched noise that probably only you can hear, Salamander friend, that's going to keep this radiation contained. I'm like the first line of defense. Alex is the final line of defense. If I fuck up, we have Alex.
Special timer place?
Sure, this can be a special place. This is a place that is steeped in urban legend.
I think I'm going to do goal 5, injury 5, and magic 3. Radiation, classically, is not visible unless if you're like hitting with like a black light or something like that. So you guys don't see anything. Like they glow and then they're pointing at the wall and then something happens to this fucking door. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with the elephant's foot at Chernobyl, but it basically just sort of like melts. It's like this thing goes through the process of being like broken down by radiation just super, super fast.
The door breaks down on a molecular level, melts, and the wards keep everyone protected on this side. You have a choice to make, Ash. Normally, your regenerative power protects you from all forms of harm. Either you or Gabriella will absorb an intense amount of radiation.
I think me 100%. Because even if this does, if it's like an overdose of like a vitamin or something, it's gonna fuck oh shit up. I think that in their mind at least, they're still like, I'm built to eat danger. And because their goal is to find mama, protect mama.
What does it look like when you take on this radiation, and how is it different than you normally do?
So normally when Oshit absorbs just danger in general, they're not specifically built their biology for radiation in particular, but it is a kind of danger, but it is a more volatile kind than they normally encounter in the wild. And so normally when they ingest danger or radiation, it's in smaller amounts. They store radiation and danger like in like the spikes along their back. And I think what happens is it's sort of like, it's like a kickback on a shotgun almost, where for a moment, everything still looks and feels normal. And then they feel this sort of like peeling along their like spine. In their peripheral, they see like these like bright green sort of like strands of their porcupine quills like falling down a little bit. And they lose like a good chunk of like sort of ridge along their back. And there's like bits of like skin that are exposed and even like bone in a couple spots. And there's a moment where they like register this, and there's like a panic that starts rising because this is the first time that they've felt pain before. Start like trembling a little bit because they do not know how to react to this. They're just like in shock because they're feeling pain for the first time and they do not know what to do. And I think, Orion, you can kind of like feel this sort of like undercurrent of panic just like radiating off of them now.
Take 2 harm for irradiated. It will tick up to 3 by the end of the day. Inside of the room is Gabriella. She is chained to the radiator by handcuffs. This is a dark room. All along the from wall to wall there are like clotheslines, and pinned to them are tons of honestly really blurry images. And it's like, this one could be a Sasquatch, this one might be fairies, this one is very clearly the photo that was snapped of you yesterday. This is Bobby's secret darkroom. This is where he is doing all of his work, and you have just found it. Additionally, along his desk he has notes and papers, and all of it is on the salamander. The thing that catches your eye, though, right in like big letters scrawled across the notebook, is May figured it out.
Oshit, like, scrambles up to Gabriella, and it just sort of, like, plops their big head on her lap and is just, like, crying out of relief from finding their mama, and then also crying because they have boo-boos now and they don't know what to do about it and they want their mom to help.
And you hear the scraping of metal from the handcuffs against the radiator. She goes, oh, shit! Shit! This shit, it's back. It's okay. I'm so sorry. Please, you are so painful to touch. Why are you crying?
Mama!
I don't know how to help you. Okay. Shh. It's okay. It's okay. As they're petting you and they're actively being exposed to radiation petting you.
Hey, Gabrielle, I would maybe stop doing that.
Okay, well, it's kind of hard. It won't leave me alone, and I'm stuck to the radiator.
It has imprinted on you, Gabriella. It thinks you're its mother.
Okay. I don't know what to do with that. It's so cute, but it literally causes danger everywhere it goes. Where do you live? How do I get you back home? I just want to help you.
One step at a time. Let's just... Permit me a cantrip. I'm just gonna, like, flick my hand and unlock her handcuffs.
Yeah, roll a d6. A 1 to a 3 is a success, and a 4 to a 6 is a failure.
6. I think it's... The radiation is magic-based. I think that's... She's been consuming that as well. And it just sort of, like, bounces it off.
She sort of kneels down as she gets very close to Ocean. And she looks you in the eye. And she says, I am... really sorry that I knocked you out of your jar, and I wish I could help you. I've never seen you hurt like this, but let's get you back home, buddy. I was trying so hard to find where you were going, and I found it, kind of. It's here in Bobby's journal, but he didn't like me asking questions, so I got stuck here. But I thought I found a... I did, actually. I think you, you're the... Yeah. You're the one that's the siren, right? Yeah, that's you. You're the one. You're the one who I got to. She kicks over this Polaroid camera to you. This is you. I got to you, right? Yes. Look. I'm going to be fine. Which is a total lie, and you can tell it is. Just get this guy home, please. And out of Roosevelt Beach, I'm really scared of what it's going to do.
Can I try to wiggle the screwdriver in the handcuffs to undo them?
You can get in pretty quick and get this undone fast. It's probably easier just to, like, undo the radiator and slip her out than it is to try to pick the lock. And you could do that now, and she'll still be handcuffed, or you can take a little bit longer and undo the handcuffs.
Okay, then I'll do that. I'll get her away from the radiation.
She pulls out, and she... doesn't, like, step back or anything. You could tell she's, like, a little tired after having the salamander on her lap. And, in fact, I think there's probably even, like, some burn marks on her clothes. As she goes over to the book and she flips it open. And she goes to the middle and she's like, oh, that's not it. And she flips it over. She's like, shit. And she flips it back over and she's like, yes, this is it. And she looks up at the map and she looks down and she looks up at the map. And she sort of, like, takes a pencil and she draws on it. And it's a location in the middle of the Roseville Forest. It's a little sea cave, a little swampish area. She goes, that's it. That's where this thing had to have come from. There's no other answer.
Except you said it came from a jar.
It did come from a jar. It was in a jar, but it wasn't in a jar always. Things aren't born in jars. I'm so sorry. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just a little preoccupied. She turns to each of you. Thank you so much for saving me. I gotta get this thing home.
Three things. One, if you found that answer in that book to correspond to that map, that means he can too. And Orion tears that page off.
The moment you tear it out, there's something written behind that page. And it says the elixir of life.
Scrunches this up, back into my pocket. Thing number two. Multiple things here are also pictures that will bring eyes to the little one over here. And Orion plucks them. Like, starts going around the room and plucks the ones of the salamander. Doesn't care about all the other ones. He can have the blurry ones. and also stuffs that in another pocket in his high-waisted trousers that are covered in mud and all sorts of terrible things. Point number three, you're welcome. You have certainly brought yourself in a heap of trouble, and we have done our best to aid you, saved you from that. About your camera and what you may have seen today, do we have an understanding?
And she thinks to herself, and then she looks over at Oshit, and she sees how much she was wrong. She knows in this moment that she's been no better than Bobby. I mean, she might have not wanted to capture and get rid of cryptids, but she, it's the same thing. Her fascination with mysteries and cryptids only puts them in danger for people like Bobby to find. And she looks back at you and she says, yeah, actually.
Knowledge is a powerful thing. A double-edged dagger laced with poison. It is a great tool, but it can harm. There are things like myself, like Oshit, that may have at one point been able to walk free. But not right now. Not like this. Thank you for understanding.
Oshit looks between like you and Gabriella and looks back at you and just goes,
Papa Mad? Papa Mad, why? Mama safe.
You see all of like Orion's like hair stands on end.
Too young to be a father.
Attention was very much on Arian during this, but the second that he said knowledge is a double-edged dagger, Alix just like started like rubbing her collarbone like really like absent-mindedly, just like very tense, just like, and of course the second that you say I'm too young to be a father, she stops, looks at the disaster lizard doing the face, has the experience as a vet tech and puts two and two together, and it's just like, no, we already have one, little one,
we will find you a place that you can live and thrive away from danger, and you will be safe there, and we will do it together, and I am not angry, I am just, there are many things that are dangerous out there, little one.
Yummy!
And you cannot eat them all.
Oh.
I mean, if we take Oshit to the little place in the middle of the woods, then we would know where they were, and then we could bring them danger things to eat. I don't know what that would entail.
Ryan does hear your suggestion and ponders it a little too seriously for a little too long. But regardless, Ryan, I think, smiles in this very ethereal, faraway manner. He's so distant from the experience of mortals that it's hard to comprehend his feelings. But it's definitely a smile to reassure, at the very least. And says, well, if we are all done with vandalizing this place.
Yeah, we're fine. That's fine.
You had a look. I really like it when you have a certain look when you're pondering something and you had it and it vanished.
I was thinking arson, but there's collateral damage. And also I realized that I don't think, and she jerks a thumb over in Oshit's direction. It was just like, I don't think they'd be that cool. Like they wouldn't keep it calm, frankly, with that much. So, you know, thought was there. I think maybe we don't do that. Have we taken the handcuffs off Gabriella yet? Have we done that? We're going to try doing another wave. Just like another absent-minded just like wave and like get the fuck off. Unhook.
This place is too irradiated for it to work. Like magic isn't... In fact, I think magic is being like drawn into... Oh shit.
See, sometimes you just need good old-fashioned muscle.
Oh shit. You start to feel very weak. The sun is beginning to set.
We need to go.
I think Oshit is unused to, like, fatigue. And so they think maybe they're just sleepy. And so you guys see them sort of just, like, sway a little bit with this like confused look on their face as they sort of like try to like settle down.
Oh. Oh, no, 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 no. What did you do?
No, no, little one. No, 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 no.
Tummy. Feel funny.
Stomach is something wrong.
Oh, shit. Okay. Here, I thought you were okay with radiation. Ooh. We need to get outside before I do this.
Yes, I agree.
Papa uppies!
All right. Oopsie daisy!
I'll try to use the screwdriver to get the handcuffs off if I can.
By the time that you get upstairs, the handcuffs are undone.
As soon as we are no longer underneath a building that's going to house a lot of people and in the open air and are somewhere like semi-private, Alix is just going to kind of like sit down next to Toshit and just like do like thing like pull back the eye a little bit and like look around.
You look inside, it's like a catfish mouth or like the inside of like a turtle's throat where there's just like serrated teeth facing inward.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All of the signs, all of the evidence is pointing to less of this creature is actively dying and more of this creature is malnourished. It's been eating food that is not its like regular diet.
What have you been feeding them?
Look, it really likes glass, and there was just a lot of it in the dump, and I went and grabbed a lot of the glass that was broken there. Some of it might have been glowing. Okay, look, yes, okay, I took all of the irradiated glass, and that's what I've been feeding. Oh, shit.
Okay, I know that they're different, but glass really isn't food.
Yeah, that one is my bad.
Yeah. Do I know what a salamander would fucking eat from grimoire knowledge?
I think we established that it's fire.
Just like looking around for like scraps of like wood or plant or brush, but like, or like twigs.
The beer wouldn't help at all, because I didn't finish it. Okay.
No. Go ahead and drink the rest. Did you take that? You ran with that?
You didn't have to go far to get somewhere private. The construction site is private. People aren't going back here. And there is for sure flammable things back here.
Okay, we're going to get some like cloth and put it in a pile. And maybe like a small amount of accelerant. And just like the fire appears in the end of her fingertips again. She's like, please be right. And lights like the pile on fire, and it's just like,
as soon as that happens, the sort of like lethargic like swaying that Oshit's doing kind of like they like perk up a little bit and they go and they like scramble towards the fire and they just like fully go into this bonfire and then they like sploot out on the ground and then they roll over onto their back and they're just like rolling back and forth like consumed in flames, just looking so happy.
And this flame burns away the irradiation from you.
Oh, thank God.
Gabriella has a look, a thought.
What is it?
Hey. Oh, shit.
Mama?
You like fire, yeah? I have been following a string of arson cases that have broken out all over Roseville Beach. I bet you could help me figure that out.
Help, Mama, yay!
I'm gonna say that was good.
Yes, no, oh, shit's thrilled. You're willing to keep it? The little one?
Yeah. I should probably give it a different name.
Yes, preferably. You need a noble name. A good one. And the both of you know he's about to suggest a Greek name.
I lean over to Lou and I'm just like, okay, $10 on Hephaestus.
That's what I was gonna say!
Okay, what, I'll say Prometheus.
Deal. She, like, holds up her fist.
Lou bumps fists.
I think Prometheus is an excellent name. Prometheus, good name, right? Right? Looks at the other two for affirmation.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was gonna be.
Okay, you owe me $10 less.
Thank you.
We walk away from today with Prometheus and Gabriella hot on the case of arson all throughout Rizzle Beach, and maybe even forming a volunteer fireman militia. That leaves us with one thing still glaring from today's mystery. Ariane, you have a spell in your pocket for the elixir of life. The main ingredient? Well, it's not really an ingredient. It's more of like research notes. When performed correctly, lets you take on Oshit's abilities to consume danger and extend your life. But that's not something you're going to learn today. It's going to take a long time, but you do have it.
I think the last image is when we are wrapping up, we sit in the sunken sofa in the living room. Ariane just like lops into it, exhales, feels a little roughness in his like high-waisted trousers, sees this crumpled up paper. I'm going to take a bath, which means he's about to go and transform and sit in water for a while. And as Ariane sits in the water, the black scales furl out from his waist, and we see this almost like Terra-like silky fins begin to bloom out from where human legs once was. He stares at that little formula, because it's probably incomplete. Maybe you have your uses yet, Bobby. And Ariane will, instead of scrunching it up, fold it and place it on the side of the bathtub before ducking his whole head in, and all we see is like the fins blooming from the side of his face.
This series stars Alexander Christopher as the Game Master, Valiant Dorian as Ariane, Dan Pixel as Alix Cho, and Kenzie Tartaglioni as Lou Wells. If you liked it, share, rate, and review. You can join our Discord, and make sure to check out our Patreon for this season's character advancements, bloopers, aftershows, and so much more.